That as a BART official.
Sure.
As a BART official, my new focus now is to provide safe transportation for folks. And so to answer your question directly,
yes.
I can't tell you what we're going to do because we don't know yet what we're facing. All we know is that we have a protest and we're here. It's a peaceful one. And we welcome a peaceful protest. I'm the administrator of the free speech program at BART. And as long as they stay outside the fair gates in the free speech zone that's designated by the Constitution, we welcome the protests.
Well, if it is a peaceful protest, as everyone is hoping, then why the need to shut off cell service if that is the way you go?
Well, what we're going to do is take the appropriate steps within the Constitution to be able to ensure the safe passage of our passengers. Remember, there are more constitutional rights than just free speech here at stake. There is the right to be safe, and that is a constitutional right. And I know the media is very sensitive to free speech because that's their business, but we're very sensitive to safety.
Linton, let me ask you, ultimately up to... Go ahead.
You want to know why we're forced into this decision.
Exactly.
The protesters forced us into this decision. They made us choose between people's ability to be able to use their mobile phones, an amenity that we provide, and our customers' right, constitutional right, to be able to get from point A to point B, which is what in their business for. And so what we did is we took a very narrow time frame, 3 hours and 4 stations, where they said prior to that protest that they were going to try to disrupt and create a huge safety problem. And we stopped service for mobile phone users because they were going to take the very tool that we put in place, this tool, the mobile phone service, a safety tool, they were going to turn it around and use it against our customers. So they took this mobile phone service, a tool for safety, and used it against our customers to try to violate their constitutional rights to safety.
And I'm sure, Linton, that many riders appreciate your...